Wednesday, March 28th, 2007.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess so. Somebody take it. Esa shvatam ani Hashem. Esa shvatam ani Hashem. Yeah. So that's pasuk yud beis. Yeah. So there's a. So the question is, will yitin amashkes? What does mean will yitin amashkes level b'techem lingof? Right. So the. So the plain implication is that there was a mashchas, and this was no different than any other makom. Okay, and Yonasan ben Aziel learns that way. The iskulei bar the mitzrayim b'shchinas yikor b'leil yodain v'imi tishin alfin rivvon malachin machablin v'ektol kol buchra ba'ar the mitzrayim me'anoshav ad be'ira. Okay, so then he goes on to the different makas for the gods. But from Yonasan ben Aziel becomes clear that the machablin, the imi tishin alfin rivon malachim machablin. So he's learning that the mashkes really is. That the mashkes is no different than any other makom. That there was a medium of the mashkes, right? So why was makas bachoros so astounding? Because in makas bachoros there was nothing, it wasn't manifest that there was another force. It wasn't manifest, but there was another force. But it wasn't manifest. So therefore, they couldn't attribute it to anything. There's nothing they could attribute it to. I believe we said this, Shad, correct? As opposed to Dever, right? Was Dever's a disease? A disease of pestilence. So this was that a firstborn should die, and every firstborn should die at the same moment. It's not attributable to anything. Dever, you have Dever. This was none of the makas had anything which was unusual except in quantity. And
you wouldn't say that the distinction in the bilus of the behemoths by Dever was
unusual. That's something that's a distinction, but the maka itself is not and the distinction was Eretz Goshen, so it's a different land. It's Eretz Goshen, it's a different land. Okay, so that's nothing astounding. Yeah. So v'yavarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh just means that it will be manifest through this makom.
Right.
It will be manifest that it's Hashgachas Hashem. And that's why makas b'choros was the culmination, because it was more manifest. Okay, the mind couldn't attribute it to anything in sight that could reduce the effect of the makom. But that's not the way the Ramban learns. And Rashi seems also is not the way, right? Okay.
Because
then when you come to the pasuk, which pasuk is that? Aleph, what did you tell me? Ramban, yeah. Say it again. Batam lo seitzu magid shemach shenir shus l'mashus l'chavel. That one.
What are you looking for?
By the leitin amashus.
Yeah.
Leitin amashus. Yeah. That's Gimel. What did Ramban say something on that?
Bottom of that page.
And he says, "Amalach amashus bolam beis anegef." Doesn't mean the malach that did the damage. Lo amashus b'mitzrayim. Ki hakadosh baruch hu amakeh. Okay? Yes, and Ramban makes it clear that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, whatever that means. Okay? Whatever that means. Okay, how does Rashi learn? Like the Ramban? Which Rashi? Which Rashi are you reading?
The Ramban
quotes Rashi. Which Rashi?
On which pasuk?
Doesn't say that. Yeah. Okay. That's a rational in the same way. Yes. One second, so just give me one second. I just want to check I know Hashem. He just says, I know Hashem. Yenis Menizul doesn't matter. Okay. So, what is Rashi have a leitin of Mashkus? That's in Chod Gimel. So it means something else, another force.
Right.
Another force.
Like the Rashi and Ramban uses is the one on Vatim Lusitzim.
Yeah. Yes.
And he says, Belaila Rishus the Machavalam. That's what we prove the Rashi must be talking about a normal
Mashkus. Yeah, Tamasay to Ishmael, so the Boker means because of regular Mashkus.
Yeah, and he says in
Lila,
it's just
the Mashkus. Not Lila, just an ordinary Mashkus.
Right, that's what
Rabban the Rashi
really holds like,
yeah, there
really
okay.
Is.
Yeah. He has a famous Gro on this.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Gro says, late in the Mashkus means the Malach HaMavas. So the Malach HaMavas, the ordinary Mashkus, so the Malach HaMavas. So if a person was supposed to die normally that night, they didn't die. That's what he interprets. It's interesting.
So those only firstborns died that night.
What?
Only firstborns died.
Only firstborns died.
Because the Malach HaMavis was suspended.
So Litan Amashkas, he says, the Amashkas is the Malach HaMavis. So on that night, he was suspended in order to demonstrate that no Jew died. That's the gross interpretation. Yeah, interesting stuff. Yeah. So, at any rate, yeah, so. You wanted to analyze the Ramban, right? All right, so.
An ordinary Egyptian wouldn't die, only by the Jews. Logically, one would think the same thing would apply.
No.
Because
people die normally. People die normally. No, since people die normally, that's not going to detract. I mean, the Maka was the firstborn die. Not that somebody else dies, not a firstborn, it doesn't detract from Maka's Paras.
So then the corresponding, none of the Jewish firstborn would die.
No,
so what does it mean that no Jew could die at all?
Because when no Jew dies, then it shows the Ashkocha for the Jews. And if a Jew dies, they can say maybe it was the firstborn or this. But that's to show the Ashkocha for the Jews that they're protected. That the Jews are special. So.
Because a lot of Mitzrayim, even non-firstborns, are dying.
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying they go to
a new soul
until
it's
firstborns, and everybody's dying.
Columbia. Right. Well, that's because all the firstborns are different. How do you measure firstborn? Okay. But anyways, so, yeah. Let's take the Ramban. Somebody take Esa Shvatim, that one?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Esa Shvatim Ni Hashem. Ani ba'at mi v'loi de Ashliach. Zeh Lashon Rashi. Midrashim, Chacham and Meino King. Right,
Ani
Hashem,
I'm
learning all these things.
Ani Hashem, Ani ba'at mi v'loi de Ashliach.
Right.
Okay.
But you're saying
Chazal and different. Chazal and different.
You go ahead and learn different. I'm going to have a Vartah, Ani V'loi Malach. V'kisiko Ani V'loi Sarah. Before, when you try and say, Shvatim, Ani V'lo Achir, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'lo Achir.
Perushot, Yavosha, Parshat.
And Rashi derives it all from where?
From Ani Hashem.
From Ani Hashem. And they go through
like the
entire Pasuk.
Right.
And each step in the Pasuk is something else. I mean, so the question is, what if Chazal, Rashi seems to be more correct. I mean, Ani Hashem, Ani Batsim, Lo Adei Shlich. What do you have to have this whole business? Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Sorof, Ani V'lo Shaliach. Okay, so what does it say?
Perusho, Kiva Vorsha, Parsha, Davrak, Diba, Vorsha, Yisrael.
Slow. So the first one is what? It should have said Vavar Hashem Beretz Mitzrayim, because Ramban is concerned with why. What's he's making a limud on Vavar to Beretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem? I mean, Ani Batsmi. Where's the source of the limud? So he says the source is because it should have said Vavar Hashem Beretz Mitzrayim, like it always would say. So what's Vavarti? Lo al yedei Malach Sheluach Meito b'Magefos Kinyan b'Davidu b'Sancherev. So what does he mean? Lo adei malach sheluach meito b'magefos. I go further. Huh? Go ahead. Let's enable for maybe when we go further. Okay.
Okay.
Mikesi.
Mikesi kobachor, and evil osara. Lomar, higa makati al yadei kash baruchu. Lo kamelach shiasim ekan besoon of lefona by the sachkotorim shalom. Shemas rafim shemehen teitze ish sarefes ba'oivav. Ki'inyin Eliyahu b'saria chamisha.
So what are the two things? What are the two things? One is one is what?
I think a plague.
A plague? What do you mean a plague?
Like David Sancher, wasn't it just like a plague that struck people?
And so what's the second one? The case of Kobachor?
Isn't that where like...
He says, Kigam ha-maket yal-gad ha-kosh bo. In other words, there's two components here. One is the Vyavarti and one is the Vyakesi. So the Vyavarti means that it could be through a Shaliach, through a Malach Shaluach. So it means that the Malach Shaluach goes over and assesses the situation and isolates the individuals or the particulars of the Makkah. Right? And that's the first step. And the second step is he executes the Makkah. There's the pre-execution state where the individuals involved in the Makkah are viewed and evaluated and determined exactly how it's going to proceed, and then there's the Makkah itself. So that's what he's saying. So he's saying that the first there's two steps. So the first step is ordinarily through Malach Shaluach. So over here he says, no, it's through God. That God determines, God himself makes the determination. But then the case of Kol Bechor, he could have made the determination himself, but he could have sent the Malach Shaluach to do the Makkah. So, no. He himself did the Makkah as well. So there's the first step, there's the assessment, whatever you want to call that first step. I don't know exactly what to call it. But the... What?
Selection.
The selection, analysis, evaluation of the situation, setting up the situation. So there's the setting up of the situation, and then there's the determining of who's going to die and how it's going to come about, the determinations. So the determinations could be made through a Malach Shaluach, So then it would have said, va'ar, that's va'avar. Va'avar is to pass over and to make the determinations. So we have v'avarti b'layla, v'asam b'layla zeh. So it could have been done through a malach. But it wasn't. It was done through HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo. But after that first step, he could have done the first step, but he still could have sent to Shle Malach Shluch for V'kesi. So he says, no, V'kesi means that he himself did the second step as well. Okay? Go ahead.
Right.
Yes.
You want to report this first?
Let's first see if we have anything. Right. Okay.
Lavor kim etatram. The perush amila mora haderach. Kolish arm b'sefri etzbal shakash baruchu nase metatram.
The Moshe.
Nase metatram the Moshe. The herahu kol eretz Yisrael.
Now, what does that mean? Yeah, what is Ramban going on? First one is an evil malach. Second one is an evil osarf, right? And the third one is lo shaliach. So what is it saying?
Medium.
What?
The medium.
No, because if you look at the Chazal, it says an evil lo hashaliach. It doesn't say shaliach.
Right.
So what's the hashaliach? So it means that there is a special shaliach here, and the Elohim Mitzrayim that suffer the makos, it won't be at the hands of this special shaliach. Who is this special shaliach? So that's what it says. That's the Malach HaGadol. That's the Malach HaGadol. Okay. Shenikra b'vor kem matacho. Kipir shamila mora aderach. K'moshem b'sefri. Etzbo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nase matacho l'moshe v'hareyu kol eretz Yisrael. So what is that? That's what the Ramban says. So the three things are v'avarti, assessing the situation, evaluating the situation, setting up the situation. Next one, VKC, is by God himself. And the case of God himself, it means not the shaliach, the one that, the ordinary shaliach, that whose job it is, v'chol ha'masim ha'nasim ba'aretz. Yeah. Yeah, just a second. A Malach HaGadol. The Malach HaGadol, the famous Malach HaGadol. Okay, we don't know too much about that.
What does Matatron literally mean?
Matatron? Ramban elaborates a little more in Shmos Gimel Beis. He says, "Oderach Hanus Hamalach Hazeh, Vayir Malach Hashem Melov B'Labas Eish." So, "Valderach Ha'Emes," that he means by that the Derach Hakabbalah. "Hamalach Hazeh Hu Hamalach Hagoel, Shenema Kishmi Bekirbo, Hu Shama LeYakov Anochi Akel Beisel, Ubon Nema Vayikro Elov Elokim, Avol Yikro V'Midahi Malach." So he means So what he means is, what I think he means, I mean, of course I'm just, you know, I'm not qualified to say with certainty what he means, but to just take a stab at what he means. What he seems to say is that there's a certain Malach HaGadol, which is the Kishmi Bekirbo, which means the general Hashgacha. Because Hashgacha itself requires some intervention in the laws of nature. At what point that intervention is and how that intervention takes place is a mystery. But there is a Malach that is appointed and is part of that system that intervenes and is part of the general Hashgacha. That's why he says Kishmi Bekirbo. That's what it means, Kishmi Bekirbo. It means the primary Hashgachas Hashem. Primary Hashgachas Hashem. It's the different than the Nisim and the Flows. Okay? Kishmi Bekirbo means that the Hashgachas Hashem that relates to Nevi'im. That's why he says, like the Ramban says, that the, how does Hashgacha work? So the Ramban says in Eiv, just like he endorses the Rambam's Pirush in the Mar Nevuchim. I think it's Eiv Lamed Zayin. So he says, just like the Rambam says in Mar Nevuchim, he explains it, that a person reaches a higher level of Chachma, and then he's under a special Hashgacha. So that Hashgacha is the general Hashgacha. That's the Malach HaGadol. Kishmi Bekirbo. Okay? It means that's what I believe he means. Okay? So that's what he means. V'loi de ashliach mevito yisbarach l'chol ha'masim ha'nasim ba'aretz. And it's not going to be through the shliach, which means the one that ordinarily we recognize, which is Hashem's Hashgacha, which is done through a specific and constant arrangement. That's the reference to that's the Malach HaGadol. Okay, that's why he says, Vayir Hashem b'la b'seish, because Nevu is who that Malach HaGadol. Because a person rises to a certain level, so he naturally receives Nevuah, and the Nevuah is like the Malach. So it means the Hashgacha.
Is that
what?
What? You're referencing this idea of the Hashgacha of this Malach, right?
Yes.
Is that Pratius or Kolius?
Hashgacha Pratius.
Pratius.
Yeah, Kolius is different.
Nevuah is Pratius?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
so
enough. Yeah, but it's Aydei Malach. It can't be done without a Malach. It's natural to get it, but it's not natural like a person just thinking. It's natural that he should attain it, but it's Aydei Malach. That's why, all the Nevi'im was through Malachim. I mean, always through Malach. That's what the Rambam says. That without a Malach, you don't have any Nevi'ah. And that's the Kruvim. Okay.
It's also great. It's good because first he's knocking out in terms of the Mitzrayim, it was a system of Nisim and Nevuah.
Right.
That's why the Pasuk we're talking about saying it's not going to be like those particular this particular system of Nisim and Nevuah, and then he has to say it's not going to be, but it's not going to be that general system either.
Right, you mean...
I'm just saying in terms of the order of how the Pasuk's bringing it out.
You mean where Moshe Rabbeinu says that he doesn't want to go unless God goes with him?
No, I'm talking about In Bo,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because in terms of... first it's like... The Havarti and the Ikesi part is because since the... In this whole time, it was Nisim and Nevuah. So it was a different system...
Right, different system. That's correct.
System. So first, it's knocking out that system. So it's not going to be like this system.
Right.
But then it has to knock out the general system as well.
Right.
Of Hashgacha.
Right. But that's right. I mean, now he's knocking out the first knocks out the Malach Hamashiach.
Right.
That's the separate Malach that's on the Nisim and the Flos.
Right. Yeah.
And then he says.
It's not going to be the general either.
Right. But it's not going to be the general either. He says, and that's why he says, somebody asked what the word is. He says, that's what it means. Matron. כמו שם בספרי, אצבעו של הקדוש ברוך הוא נעשה מצ'צ'ון למשה, והראו כל ארץ ישראל. So it means it's the Mora HaDerech, the general one that's Mora the Derech of the Derech HaChaim, because the Hashgach is directly involved in being Mora person of Derech, the Derech of Derech Amos. Okay, the only question I have is like this: is why? What does that have to do with the Elohim Mitzrayim?
When he says Esther Shvat, does he mean the result is going to be that, or it's like a distinct action that he's referring to?
What?
He says it was called Elohim Mitzrayim Esther Shvat. Does that mean that's going to be the result of Makas Bechoros? He's not referring to like some separate action of God, right?
It's fine to say Elohim Mitzrayim Esther Shvat. I mean the gods.
Right.
The gods were destroyed or whatever.
Like the Targum Yonasan, like he said.
Yeah, right. So what does that have to do with Matachon?
Right.
But if you take a look before, you'll see he says like this. He says, Vashvatim in Yud Beis, Vashvatim be'Eloheim lo nodu ad ha'boker, shehochu le'beis to avosom, uksiv mitzrayim akab ma'sheik ha'shem bohem kol v'chor, v'Eloheim osa ha'shem shvatim. But he says, V'al daiti yirmo zakos v'lasorim malo, Eloheim mitzrayim, kinyin yivkot ha'shem al tzvo ha'morim v'morim, v'al malchi adam al adam. Vine hishpil mazlam v'sori ha'mazolo shaleim. V'akos ha'yirmoz v'yikatsar v'nela. So it means that what he's saying is that the Hashgacha interfered with the forces of Morom that favor them, that help them. So that would be something, well, actually it wasn't Hashgacha. It was a question of what he's saying, but that would be appropriate for the Hashgacha. Okay, because that's what it means, that the Hashgacha intervenes in the natural order. I don't know whether he agrees natural order, that's the Ibn Ezra also, but whatever order or arrangement is made for the different nations, and what the kind of, they're under some kind of a system, and the Hashgachas Hashem over here would be the one that would intervene in the Elohim Mitzrayim. So, but in this case it wasn't. In this case it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. A Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. It was not through the Hashgacha that's set up in general to be Mora Derech or to intervene with other forces. So it's the Ramban L'shitaso, the way he explains before. Okay?
Okay.
Yes?
Just why is it called Shmi B'Kirba? Why is that an appropriate way of describing this Malach?
Yeah, because that's... Shmi B'Kirba is very appropriate, because it means that that's the essence of how man relates to God through the Hashgachas Hashem. The Hashgachas Hashem that reveals itself in his Derech HaChaim and reveals itself in terms of Nevuah and in terms of these the Mora Derech. That's Kishmi B'Kirbo. That's the, without that, there's no Shem Hashem. There's no knowledge of God. Yeah, that's the, that institution of the Hashgacha is the primary institution with which man gains knowledge of God. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yes.
So there's the Matatron, which is this...
I mean, there's different facets to it. I'm just mentioning one. Like it protects the tzaddik. I mean, it arranges things so that he can gain knowledge. I mean, all these type of things. That's why it's Kishmi B'Kirbo. Because that's the Hashgachas Hashem essentially. And essentially, Hashgachas Hashem is tied to man's knowledge, man's ability to gain knowledge, and giving man knowledge through Nevuah and through intervening with the natural forces. That's Kishmi B'Kirbo. That's the essence of how God relates to man. Okay? That's good Kishmi B'Kirbo. That's HaShaleach. That's what he's saying. That's the Shaleach. The one with the Hey idea. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Rabbi.
What? Okay. Yeah, then he goes on. I'm not going to go through all these cases. But he goes on that, but I think if you go through the cases, you'll see that it's all Hashgachas Hashem. Okay. Then he says, Kishlich Matator. V'dorshu ani Hashem ani hu v'lo acher shehu echod v'ein Elohim imo limchos al yado v'zeh v'nin ha-medrash hazeh. Has it continue? It goes, Nilo Sarf v'chol Hashem v'chol Elohim v'sem esh v'chol ani Hashem Ezra ani v'lo ha-shaliach ani Hashem. Oh, so now the Rambam wants to Ani Hashem is Ani Hu V'lo Acher. So Ramban says, what's the Ani Hu V'lo Acher? Shehu Echod V'ein Elohim Imo Limchos Al Yado V'zeh Winyan HaMedrash Hazeh. Alright, what does he mean by the last point? What's the Ani Hashem? V'ein Elohim Imo Limchos Al Yado. V'ein Elohim Imo Limchos Al Yado. It means Shehu Echod V'ein Elohim Imo Limchos Al Yado. He's telling you there's no other force.
Intervening. You're right. Maybe the other force is.
Yeah, but that's. Why is it over here? What's it doing over here?
It's like.
That's Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, what it means is. See, ordinarily we have malachim. Malachim were created. So it means that the malachim define Maaseh Hashem, because it means it was given over to the malach HaShliach. He doesn't have any self-initiation. He's not a prime mover, but he does function. The malach does function, and the Maaseh Hashem are expressed through the Malach. And because the Maaseh Hashem are expressed through the Malach, so they take on a certain form. They take on, it's God's will, but they take on a certain form. So that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maasim are tied to Malachim. That's what Aram says. Malachim is the second most important principle in Yadus, because Malachim means that the Malach has no say and no self initiation, and everything is really only Hashem. That's the idea of a Malach. But nevertheless, when Hashem employs Malachim, so the way things, the outcome has a certain limited pattern, in a sense, because the malachim are functional. Okay, the malach defines, so to speak, the Maaseh Hashem. It's God's will. It's not the malach's will. It's God's will. But the malach in bringing about God's will brings it to a certain form, and that form has a certain has a certain description, has a certain description. But Vavarti Beres Mitzrayim Balayla Hahu, what does it mean? It means that on that night there was no description. There was no description. Because since it's not through the vehicle and means of Malachim, so there's no defining. There's no defining the Maaseh Hashem on that night. Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'lo Acher. There's no defining element on that night in terms of the Makas Bechoros. Cannot be defined. Because it's Maaseh Hashem Ba'atzmo. That's what the Ramban means. That's what he means by Ein Limchos Biyodi. That there's no one that can, all the Malachim can do is interpret the will of God. Okay, but there is no being that has any way of defining or limiting the, or describing God's action. So therefore, since that's the case and it's not through the Malachim, so this act is an act that's undefinable.
In terms of what?
In terms of the nature of the act, or how the act takes place, or any aspects of it. Okay, it's an undefinable. It's an undefinable.
What does it mean? Like, Lucas means to object, right?
Yes, correct.
So what is that? What you're saying is like undefinable, but doesn't mean that no other thing could object to.
Okay, there's going to be a particular, if you go through Malachim, then there's going to be particular methods of how it's going to come out based on
right.
Malachim.
And
now
that's correct.
Tell me that there are no Malachim, so then the method is just God, whatever method it is, but we have no reason to know that there.
No, he wants some semantics. I know. Just give me a second. See, I think he's just taking it's just an expression where he's taking the other side of the coin. In other words, what he's saying is that when it's through Malachim, it has a description. And if it's not through Malachim, the only way it could be described is if there would be another force, if the Malach would be his own force. You see? And that is not so. So therefore, the act remains undefined. In other words, it's undefined because it's not through Malachim, and it's undefined because the nature of Malachim are such that they're completely creations, and they're completely subject to God's will, and therefore, in other words, you ask, why is this act undefined? It's undefined for two reasons. One reason is because it's not via Malachim, and the other reason is because Malachim are completely under God's will. You follow? So he's excluding, in other words, the statement is that the act is undefinable. Now, for the act to be undefinable, there are two reasons why it's undefinable. One is because it's not via Malachim, because Malachim are definable, describable. Okay, that's one. Now, the only other possible reason why it would be definable would be through the fact that the Malachim, if you don't understand Malachim correctly, and you think that they have their own will.
And they were the ones who did it, you mean?
No, not they're the ones who did it, but if they have their own will, so then they can object, or they can introduce change, they could effectuate an outcome, you see? In other words, the point is that this act is undefinable. But in order to be undefinable, there's two reasons why it's undefinable. First of all, because it's not via Malachim, and secondly, if you have a wrong idea of Malachim, so it would have been definable. So he's just explaining all the two reasons why the act has the nature of being undefinable. Okay, because in other words, first of all, it's not via Malachim.
Right.
And secondly, if you understand Malachim, you'll know that therefore God, when he does a Ba'atzmo, the nature of the action is undefinable because there's no other being that could possibly interfere or describe or influence or exert any influence on the masa. Okay, that's what he's saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, he's taking malachim from both sides. It's not definable because it's not via the malachim. And if you understand malachim correctly, you'll come to the conclusion that it must be undefinable. Right. And don't misunderstand the idea of malachim. In other words, the only way this act could be describable or definable would be either if it was via malachim, understanding malachim correctly, or you would think, if you don't have the correct idea of malachim, then it would also be describable in your mind.
Oh, so this malachim was like specifically to those who created malachim. It was like, even if you have the incorrect philosophy, you still can't say that it's malachim in this sense, because there's no clear cause behind it.
Yes, no, you're right. You mean that's what the Maka addresses.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right. That's correct. That's good. Yeah. I wasn't up to that yet, but you're right.
Can you give an example of definable kind of...
Definable means that the... actually, it's a pasuk. Hilo yisa lefishchem kishmi bekirbo. So it means that the malach is limited, and the malach of the ashgacha, the hashaliach, is limited in what he could do. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, no, that you should go with us. Because he didn't want to be subject to the limitations of the general Ashgacha.
Like it follows a certain...
follows a certain pattern. A Malach has a certain assignment and a certain pattern in how it exercises its actions. Okay? So, therefore, that's what the Ramban is saying. That's the whole Pasuk. That it's an act of God himself, which means it's not through malachim, it's undefinable, undescribable, and of course, it can't be otherwise unless you have a misunderstanding of malachim. You think there's another force that could somehow color or change or affect, influence the mice. So that's what I say, ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo achar. So the act will be an act that's completely undefinable.
Right.
Unknowable, basically. Unknowable.
If Machlus 1 through 9 can be defined by man, and 10 cannot, why is there any significance to that?
Say it again.
If Machlus 1 through 9 can be defined by man, but the last one cannot, why does that have any significance in terms of their effect on the mitzvah, or man at all? If you can't differentiate.
If he can't differentiate between, he could differentiate between the two. In other words, but you see, the previous nisim were definable, they were describable, they followed a certain description, a certain pattern, and they were even involved in natural law. So they were.
But if the nisim had an understanding of malachim and how they work at all, it was probably a false one. So what significance does it have in terms of the effect on them?
The effect on them is that an action will take place. I mean, a maka will take place that is of the nature that it's undefinable for man. But the fact that the message was given that they should know that. In other words, it's something which they will be astounded by. But instead of just being astounded, they should realize that this is what they're witnessing.
Moshe didn't say this to power.
I know. Yeah, I was bothering. Because this is Vavati. This is a Kosh Baruch, right? But it's a Kosh Baruch. He's quoting a Kosh Baruch. I mean, did power receive this message? It doesn't say he didn't. It doesn't say he didn't. Mustafa says he did. Why should he not? That's true also. That's certainly true. But I don't know if we have to exclude the mitzvah.
If you have the wrong idea of a malach, you could describe the action because vis-a-vis the malach interfering.
Right. In other words, what he's saying is that malach could play a role in taking away the quality from this action, from this makah of being undefinable, indescribable, unknowable. If one of two things, if Malach is something other, if you imagine Malach as something other than he is, or if you have a correct idea of Malach, but it went via Malach. So the pasuk is excluding both possibilities. Okay? To show you that the Makas Bachoros will be of such a nature. That's what the pasuk is saying.
If you had a wrong idea of Malach...
That's wrong, what?
If you had a wrong idea of Malach...
Wrong idea of Malach,
would that be to say that you hold that man can describe the action, or just that the Malach can describe the action, and therefore it's like a limited type of action?
That man can describe...
Would the result of that be that man then would have, like, on this, like, will be able to define that action? Or is it just that there is, like, a Malach will be able to describe that action? And that would be a limitation on it.
I
don't understand the idea. When you say that the action can be defined, right?
Can be defined.
Right.
Can be defined means it has a description. That there are elements there that are knowable. You might not understand the whole Makkah, but there are elements that are knowable. And it has a certain fixed description, limitation.
Right. So if a person had a wrong idea of a Malach, how would that
be? A person had a wrong idea of Malach, so they think that the Malach can interfere.
Right. And then
so the interference would be something which would be intelligible. You'd understand part of it.
I see.
Okay.
It would be affected. Okay.
You see the result will definitely yield.
That's correct. Okay.
The language here, just what Moshe told the Pharaoh, that Vayomer Moshe Kama Hashem Kachatos Alel Ani Yotzei B'Sochus Mitzrayim. What makes Kol B'Chol?
Right. Ani Yotzei.
Ani Yotzei.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
But it's also right. Good because all they'll know is just that Mace Kol B'Chol.
Right.
Don't know anything else about it. He didn't go into it. And like no other Makos didn't he talk about it and explaining it to us.
Right.
But here, because of the nature,
yeah, you mean
it's unknowable, all they could see was that Mace Kol B'Chol. Like, they couldn't know anything, any concept into the Makos.
There's no idea about throwing the ashes off.
What's
on?
Right.
Back in the river.
Just sorry. Maybe make a mistake. Just give me a second. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm just remembering. Moshe Rabbeinu never saw Paro after when? After
this. After discussion.
After which discussion?
Right after Choshev, when he told them about Makas B'Chorot.
Right. After this. Bachriyaf, yeah. Bachriyaf. Right. Bachriyaf. Yes, that's what you're quoting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that Moshe Rabbeinu told him.
He told him.
Told him. So he says, when he told him, he says, Kachatzos Alayla and Niyotze B'Sof Mitzrayim.
Yeah,
you're right. He says, you're right. That's right. So that supports the idea that the Mitzrayim knew the same thing. And it makes sense. It would make sense that way. Because why should only Klal Yisrael know? Because it's showing them a unique event. It's for their benefit also. Okay? Not in the same way, but it's for their benefit. That supports it. It's a good ride. I understand what you bring a raffle. Okay.
Rebbe.
Yes.
The Mishnah, they had a totally false conception of God. So is there any reason to believe?
Not true.
Not
no. The Ramban says they had a correct idea of God. But they knew there was one God. But they thought that God is completely removed from man. And there are sub-deities, and the only ones that they related to are the sub-deities. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Egyptologists say the same thing, that they speak about the one God, but they have nothing to do.
The Hindus are the same thing.
They have nothing to do with the one God, because the one God is not accessible, and their religious life involves only sub-deities. That's the...
The Hindus are the same thing, right?
Right.
So is there any reason to believe that Mach was part of the nine, that they understood in the sense that those were done for Moloch and they were able to define those?
Could not, were they able to, with a mitzvah on a level that they could define the first nine makas? Because if not, what difference is it to them whether they can define the first nine or change the tenth as well?
And the tenth as well? Well, the tenth, when they can't define it, that is the most glaring manifestation of the fact that there is no sub-deities. You could always deny things. So the 1 through 9 was made not to deny, but to see. I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu kept saying to Paro, that that there is Ashgacha here. The Ashgacha, it's not that there's no other forces, that God works through forces, but God is the initiator and there's no other initiator. That's what he was trying to show him.
My question is, were the Mitzrayim on a level that they could define the first nine Makos?
Define them? What do you mean by define them?
Meaning we're saying that the first nine were definable.
Well, definable. You know, that's a different point. In other words, the first nine had a certain character in terms of the physical world. Okay? But this one didn't. So what's the question?
Meaning if the Mitzrayim couldn't define the first nine even, what difference is it to them whether they can define the tenth?
They could define the first nine.
Yeah. Blood.
No, that's why. Yeah, they know what blood is. They know they're natural forces. So they were able to describe it. They say, well, it's a little bit out of range, but it's within a certain sphere. Still within a... Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, that's what they're working on. Is it something that they have to change qualitatively their whole worldview? Or is it just it's a quantitative anomaly? But you don't have to change your whole view because of that. I mean, that was the whole thing with the Khartoum. With the Khartoum.
What? There's
no defense after Makas Bukharos. Power did not call the Khartoum after Makas Bukharos. There's nobody left to do the experiment.
No,
Borrow
was a Khartoum.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's the Ramban. Yes.
So it seems like it's a total the whole laws of nature here were what was the word?
Broken down.
Control. No, we're not in use. It's like a total. I mean, it's a totally different because it's the fact that it's undefined by Marcus Pachoros means none of the. It was a total break. It wasn't just like a change in like by a regular a particular change in the laws of nature and something was extended, you know.
Right.
But it was a total not even leaving that system.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, I agree. So my granddaughter asked the question. She says, "Why does it say Makas Pachoros? Why does it say Makas Dam, Makas Fradea, Makas Kinem, Makas Arov?"
Right.
Wait, what did he say? It's a good question, huh?
It is.
Now, the answer is simple. The answer is because Dam is the Maka. Makas Bechoros is not a Maka. Bechoros is firstborns. The Maka was the destruction of the firstborn. So it's Makas Bechoros. That's the answer. That's still a good question for a kid.
That's good. There is nothing else to...
What?
You can't describe anything else anyway.
Right, you can't describe anything else anyway.
Yeah,
that's
you
great.
Can't say like that.
That's right. You can't say. Yeah, that's right.
That's
a good riot. They can only describe it through exactly saying what happened. Makas Bukharos. Makas Bukharos. It's funny. So a teacher said, ask your father.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't there I don't remember the book, but isn't there a Ram which says that there's no such thing as like direct hashkacha, that it always has to be a malach?
I don't know, I'm not a bakyan or an aruchim.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was like a principle, I thought you mentioned it, just there's like an idea that...
It could be, but we're learning the Ramban right now.
Okay, I mean, I thought that was a philosophical principle, that hashkacha has to be through, intermediate steps.
I know, but we're doing the Ramban right now, okay? Can't throw the whole Marnevuchim at me. Okay.
right?
Yes.
Was by kinam etzba elokim, that the cartoon said, was that
couldn't
a reference to the, no, the fact that it was the etzba, it wasn't elokim, it wasn't that it was God, you know, Mike said it wasn't elokim, it was the etzba, it was like the matatron. Is that what they were making reference to, that they understood
Moshe's, etzba elokim is matatron?
Right.
I don't know if they knew the Ramban. I mean,
no, that was Moshe was teaching them. No, they thought that the sub-deities had powers.
Yeah, okay.
And now they understood that there was no such thing, that the whole phenomenon, their whole system was really the etzba.
Well, what Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them was that you're making a mistake. You're right in a sense, but you're wrong. In a sense, you're right because the way things take place is not directly through God. But it's not sub-deities, because sub-deities have their prime movers. It's forces under God's direction. That's really what the Makkos was supposed to show. That idea. He wasn't, that's a lo yadati es Hashem. V'gamas Yisrael lo ashaleha. That's what it meant, lo yadati es Hashem. It didn't mean that I don't know who God is. He doesn't know. Moshe may explain to him. Borei Olam. I mean, there are basic ways of understanding God. But he meant lo yadati. I have no, I can't relate to that God because he's unrelatable. You can't relate to him. You need to relate to sub deities. Okay. So where are we at here?
Okay.
What's got to do with the mashos? This is the basic idea that the aniyah. Okay. Now you want to take the second Ramban?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going where you want me to go. Go ahead. Yes. What?
Was this evident from the Makkah, or was it the only?
It was evident from the Makkah. It was evident from the Makkah, and it was, and in order to secure that idea, they were told in advance that this is exactly what it is. Because if a person has knowledge of something in advance, then what they witness has more meaning. If you don't tell them in advance, even though it's manifest, I mean, the mind is confused, the mind can go many different ways.
It wasn't unknowable without telling them. But
yeah, but by telling them, says, now you're going to see this.
Right. Okay.
So then they see that, they know that this is where it's at.
Right.
Otherwise, the mind just starts looking for things, confused.
Right.
Okay, I have to point out, this is a proof of that.
Ready?
Yes.
Maybe you'll brush this off as Rama, but doesn't Rama say that Nisim, all the other Nisim except for Arsinai, Yeshua, and your Tadoki, that you could explain to the other?
Right.
So is this an exception to that? Or?
We're dealing with the Ramban here right now. I know you guys are fans of the Ramban, but.
You guys have to throw it off.
Okay, where are we up to here? The Ramban on which pasuk? The Chos of Rashi?
Yeah.
Right.
You have a question, natural question. So, what's the mashas doing?
What's the mashas doing?
Yeah, he's very emphatic
that there's no intermediaries.
So, why get a mashas?
Okay, all right, so he says like this. So, v'kos of Rashi, v'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso ad boker. Which pasuk is that? That's Yud Beis what? Chaf Aleph? Chaf Beis. V'lekachtem aguda seizov? Right. V'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso ad boker. Okay, maget shemeacha shenitna rishis l'mashchis l'chabel einu mafchin bein tzadik l'rasha. The Laila Rishus L'Machablami. So the question is, why does Rashi say Laila Rishus L'Machablami? It's referring to the Mashkes.
Right.
So the Ramban says, because, all right, so so the Ramban says, of course, because Rashi holds that the Mashkes,
right,
there was no Mashkes. It was Ani Hashem. So what's this reference? V'atam al-seitzu ish pesach beiso ad boker. So Rashi says, the Laila Rishus L'Machablami. Shenem abo sirmos kol chayso yar. So he means that these general dangers, Rashi says, a person isn't under the Ashgacha. For these general dangers. Because there's general dangers of the night, so to speak, normal dangers. And Kivin Shinud Rishus, that's what Rashi interprets. Kivin Shinud Rishus Lamashu Slachabo, Einam Mavchim Eitzach LaRashi. That there are certain machablim in certain dangerous situations where there's no distinction. So if a person puts himself in that situation, he could be a tzaddik, but he's gonna succumb. Okay? He'll be a victim. Okay, that's what Rashi's saying. But what are those special dangers? The general dangers. And the general dangers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Okay, so Atam Lasetsu Ishmi Pesach Beso Adboka meant don't go out because the general dangers are there, and even though you're a tzaddik, it's not going to save you. The Makas Bacharos, that's special Ashgacha, so if you're a tzaddik, so you will be saved. So, V'Ros Domas Namashkach Ol Hashem Zuz V'Fasach Hashem L'Pesach. So that will be, but the dangers outside, there is no protection for, because those are the regular, ordinary dangers. So don't go outside until morning, so that no one should, so none of Klal Yisrael should be harmed, okay? Or don't think that it works like Makas Bacharos. By Makas Bacharos is special Ashgacha, Ani Hashem. So then you protect it. But these dangers you're not. Don't make the mistake of thinking you're safe. So you can go outside. Go outside, you're outside of the Ashgacha, and you're subject to being killed.
Okay.
What?
There was no suspension.
It wasn't a night where there was a suspension of the laws of nature. It was just insofar as Makas Bacharos is concerned. So that's the pasuk.
What's the Yechad Kelel L'Shana?
It's a special.
It
doesn't mean there was no special Ashgachas. But it means the laws of Ashgacha, the general laws of nature, were not suspended. In other words, there's no safety here. It's not a night that you're safe, that nothing, no harm's going to happen to you. Because of the Korban Pesach, and because of the Dama and the Mashkof, because of the Kiyama Mitzvos. So the Kiyama Mitzvos will not protect you. Because it's only insofar as the Makas Bachoros is concerned. But don't universalize and generalize and think you're under protection. And now you go outside in the street and you'll get killed. Because those dangers in the street are not going to be affected at all. And that's Olam Kimin Hago Noeg. Over there, it's Olam Kimin Hago Noeg. But L'Echaz Kedol L'Shona doesn't mean there can't be anything that's under Ashgacha.
I'm not getting why would that be necessary? You're not going outside at night. There is Ashgacha that the dogs won't bother you? I mean, I'm not getting it.
I understand the dogs.
What are they being told that for the Bnei Yisrael, even a dog won't snarl at them? What's the point of that?
No, when they went out of
that's
Egypt.
When they went out, you mean?
Yes,
not that night.
And when they went out, that was a special thing. That there was an Amar of the Am, and no dog barked.
That was when they went out.
Yeah, went out. That's something different. Okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying don't make the mistake to think that you're safe. It's limited. The Olam Kimin Hagon Noeg is still on. Okay? That's Vatan, that's Rashi. V'lo avinosi dvarav.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really great proof against the ambulance. You don't think mezuzah will protect them? This simply won't protect them from
v'lo,
but it's a very good proof against the ambulance. Mezuzah in the wrong way. And here the blood on the doorpost was specifically to protect them from only one phenomenon, not multiple phenomena.
Not multiple. All of them come in Hagar Noah. So if they go outside, they can get killed because of the Mechablam.
Right.
I don't see any problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good. That's the point. The point is that you can't extrapolate from Makas Bachoros. That's the point. Okay? So he says, V'lo avinosi devora, v'ma shomo v'layla rishus l'machablam ho, shenema bo sirmos kol chai sayar, v'chi osu l'odam b'chol layla lotzeis min pesach beisu ad bokem en amikra zeh, so what's Ramban's kasha? Ramban's kasha in Rashi is that what is this?
Why can't they leave?
It sounds like an iser.
That's the mashas. Why can't they just leave?
That what?
That's the normal mashas that's around every night. So I want to go out every night. There's no problem. Why couldn't they leave the house that night?
Why couldn't they leave the house that night? Why couldn't they leave the house that night?
Just like a natural thing. Like every other Shulchan Aruch, people go out tonight normally, so what was tonight's special? Why did he tell them not to go out tonight?
And why should there be a greater Isser?
I'm just thinking,
it's the way we're learning the answers to Kasha. Because we're learning, but the Ramban is right. We're learning that the Chiddush is that don't make the mistake in thinking that you're protected. Because you'll extrapolate from Makas Bechoros. That you're protected over there, protected over there. But the Ramban is right, because it shouldn't have said Vatam Lo Seitzu. What's Lo Seitzu is a Tzivui. So why can't they go out? Because it's an ordinary night.
Right.
So then we should derive from this pasuk that on an ordinary night, a person's not allowed to go out and place himself in danger. But there's no issue like that. If you want to be safe, okay, but there's no issue. So why was there a special issue on that night? That's the Ramban's kasha. Okay? Why was there a special issue on that night? So the Rashi should have said, Sha'alayla zen nitna bo reshus l'mashchus l'chavel. V'lochein is hiram mimeno. Avalo ro'a rav lo makem v'neshe kashbroch v'atzmech v'odo haya amaka. V'inyin hazeh shoni hu b'mechilta b'lashin achares. V'atmeh l'osei tzish b'ezeh b'ezeh b'ogam. Maget mishin reshus l'mashchus l'chavel eina mavchim b'in tzadak v'rosh. Nama le'ichi mi bo b'chedrecha. V'omeheni nelech v'atzei tzichavi mitaro v'chrati mimcho tzadak v'rosh. V'omu v'oye b'avor k'vodi l'medcha sh'tein nichnas b'chito v'yetzu b'chito. Person should go in daylight, travel in daylight. Chenat Hamotzei she'ovos v'anavim nogu b'derech eretz. V'yashkem Avram b'boker, v'yashkem Yaakov b'boker, v'yashkem Moshe b'boker, v'yashkem Yeshua b'boker, v'yashkem Shmuel b'boker. V'ray dvarim kal v'chomer. V'ma'o avos v'anavim she'ochu l'asos ritzono shel mishah mavoi olam, the source of the existence of the universe. Nogu b'derech eretz she'or b'nei adam alachas kama v'chama. V'chein omer toshes choshuch v'yiloy lak firim shogum lo teref titan lam yukotan. So you see, it's time for a person to go out, and he shouldn't put himself in sakana. That kind of breaks it. Okay. So he says Rashi's inyan is mentioned in the Mechilta that a person should go, but derech eretz, but not that there's an issa to go out. Voinyan loma. Okay. So therefore he leaves Rashi. Because Rashi's pshat is really not, you shouldn't, there's no iser. It's just that a person should be noeg derech eretz and kal v'chomer from the Nevi'im. That they went to do l'asos ritzono shel makom. And even then, they were entitled to go normally with derech eretz. So a person should always be noeg with derech eretz. But that's not the same thing as saying v'atam l'asetz ishm ishm pesach beis ha'adavok. So Rashi's stuck. Okay? So Rashi's stuck. Okay, so he says like,
Sorry, quickly answer going to Rashi, what there is no issue, but since on this night to draw the distinction between Bnei Israel and the Mitzrayim, had somebody died from Bnei Israel, it would have been misinterpreted, even though we know it was only a question of natural order, but Hashem didn't want any appearance that any Jew would die in that night.
I know, but that's a stretch. I mean, that's a pshat. I mean, I don't have to Ramban, it's like a forced pshat, you know what I mean, like, It's a stretch. Ramban wasn't going there. It's like giving an answer. You know what I mean? Ramban was going straight. That's it. You want to say pshatim because of this, because of that. I mean, he wasn't going there. Okay. At any rate, so v'inyan lomar shehizir akos v'jesol b'mitzrayim shelo yetsu mipesel beisam b'alaylahu l'fish hakadosh baruch hu over b'mitzrayim kemelech over sheover mimakom lamakom. Uspeklaturim lafanav shelo yifku b'nei adam v'lo yistakalbo. Kenyan abo Hashem alakei kol kedoshim imcha. V'chein v'loye bavar kvodiv samtich v'nikra satsur. L'hogein alav misrafim u'pamalya shalmaila. V'kivan shematzinu b'shoa shenitna reshus l'mashchis l'chavel she'eno mavchin b'in tzadik l'rasha. L'fichach ein adam rashoi l'shanos derech ha'olam she'yetze balayla. Bafisha who's manon shel chayos, shen nosan lohem litrov, vein lavchem etzal gavrushes. What is he saying? Sounds like going back to Rashi. Going back to Rashi.
Okay.
But then, were there no spectacles? That's a difference.
Spectacles didn't do the last.
They didn't do the Malkas, but they were traveling to like the Kavod Hashem. We need them to ask. Make sure nobody looks at Kavod Shema. Whatever that means.
Yeah. I mean, what does he say? Afisha Garshbachu over Mimitzrayim Kimelach Sheover Mimakom Lamakom. Who speculaturum lafonav Shelo Yifku Vinehodim Lo Yistakobo. Kinyin Bo Hashem Lekei Kol Kido Shecho Imcho. Lachem Voye Bavok Vore Zamtich Vinei Prasatsur. Bahagin Lov Misrafim Lepamal Yishamayla. So what is the Vechevan Shematzino? That last part is not necessary. Because the Srafman and Pamal Yishamayla, it seems, are special agents, right? So what's Vechevan Shematzino B'Shoa Shenitna Rishis L'Mashchus L'Chavol She'ina Mavchim Meitzadik L'Rasha B'Ficha Eina Rasha L'Shanos Derech Ha'olam She'yetze B'Layla B'Ficha Huz Manon Shel Chayos She'nitam Lahem Litrof the Ain Lahafchen being Sadek La Russia.
Yeah, you didn't have that problem with Babur Kodi, you know, between higher Babur Kodi and some people with Nikos Atsur. There's no problem there.
Right.
There were, and he was protected.
Yeah, he was protected.
There were, that's why you had to put him in the Nikos Atsur.
That's why you're right. I mean, Lahogan loved Misraf from Pamal Yishomaiwa.
Right.
Yeah, so, but what does it go back to?
Right.
Because the Mechilta says, "Kivin shenit nashus li mashus lachav leinam afatol." He's trying to explain that. So he tries to explain by saying it's the special agents, the srafim. But the srafim takes away from that explanation,
right.
Because that's the srafim have a specific job.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in other words, he's hedging over. He's going on two lines of thought.
Right.
One, I mean, you can't. He's saying that the problem is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim Kimelach Sheover Mimakom Lamakom Aspakulaturim Lafonav Shelo Yifku Bnei Adam Lo Yistaklubo.
That wasn't part of the Maka, though. That was just a separate thing.
Separate thing. And you have to be Megan from the Srafim and Pamal Yishamayla.
Right.
So then what does he go back to? What's he got to do with that? Well,
wild animals,
that's wild animals.
Right.
That's wild animals. That's
right.
Right,
what's the mashus?
Yeah, what do you
mean? And like the next two lines are in bond, it brings another shot of mashus. Before.
Beis HaNegev.
Yeah, like now he's bringing like a malach that's always mashed Beis HaNegev. Seems like a new idea.
Right. Well, that's what it means. It means those last spakulaturim.
No, but that was by Sancherev and.
Oh, but yeah, I mean here's from Beis HaNegev.
Yeah, it's like a general thing that Beis HaNegev does is malach hamashas.
So
opposed to like Machas Bechoros, which was a special thing.
Yeah.
Third shot of mashas, yeah.
I thought you were saying that there's not that mashkas.
What's that? It's not the mashkas.
Killed the bechoros, but it was there. Going back to the other pshat. Right. Why is he going back to the other pshat? Right. Let me try explaining something. One thing.
What's the basic idea?
It's basic.
Where is that coming from?
Now he's saying because Batam lo seitz mipesach shal boker, because since it's ani Hashem, so it's Hashem b'choro v'atzmo. So therefore, there are, and one is not permitted to be mistako. So therefore, you have the srufim and the speculaturim that will kill you.
What was there to be mistako at in
the time, though? Yeah. What? Yeah. 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 Let me at least try to explain. I don't know if I can explain all of this part of Ramban, but let me just at least try to explain what is this idea that Lefisha Kadosh Baruch Hu over b'Mitzrayim k'melech she'over mimakom l'makom u'spekulaturim lefonav shelo yifku b'nei odom lo yistak l'bo. Okay?
Yep.
What does that mean? You see, I think it's a continuation of the previous Ramban, that Ani Hashem, and not only Dei Malach, not only Dei Malach, and Loi Dei Sorof, but Loi Dei Hashaliach. Okay? What it means is that since Makas Bechoros is so unique, that it's not via Malachim, so what is it really? It's really Maisa Bereishis. It's the Kvod Hashem of Maisa Bereishis. And that's Lo Yistak L'bo. you see. Because that's what it means. It cannot be understood. It has no description, and it's the ultimate Kvod Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Borei Olam. So you see, in Mitzrayim, the Makos started off that they expressed the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source and the only source of all events on earth. And but it's through it operates through Malachim, and it has a description. But it culminated in Makas Bechoros without any Malachim, which was like before Briyas HaMalachim, which was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, Yesh Me'ayin. So it's the Kvod Hashem of Adon Olam Hashem Malach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra. That's the Melech. That Melech is one that demands that you can't be mistaken about, that a person hides his face. A person that it cannot be out in the same proximity of that Melech. Can't be in the proximity of that Melech. That's the danger. That's the danger. That's what it means when he says that the speculaturim and the serafim, it means that Kvod Shemayim has that aura. It's surrounded for man. It's surrounded with that aura, which if he's mistakel by, will be harmed.
That's the
Yisrael
HaTem
L'Seitzu. That's the Yisrael HaTem L'Seitzu. Since it's Maisab, it's the Kvod HaMelech of Maisab Reishis, you can't encounter that. You can't be in the same proximity. That's what the Rambam is saying.
Like by
R.C.
Knight?
What?
It's like the same thing by
R.C. Knight.
Like
no, R.C. Knight is not the same
thing. Stay away from the mountain.
No, that's Kvod Shemayim, but R.C. Knight is not.
That's
Tereinos Kvodecha, yeah. That's why it says Voyabavar Kvodi Vesamticha Benikrasatzor. Voyabavar Kvodi. That's the Kvod Hashem. And what is the Kvod Hashem? Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Alponecha. So the Rambam says, all the Tov means Vayar Hashem Ki Tov, all my subracious. Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Alponecha of my subracious. So the Kvod Shemayim of my subracious demands that a human being not be in that proximity. So that's what the Rambam is saying. So ultimately, Yetzias Mitzrayim culminated in Makas Bechoros, which was the Kvod Shemayim of Maisa Bereishis. That's what the Rambam said.
You didn't have that.
What? Excuse me?
This idea wasn't present at Sinai.
No, it's not Maisa Bereishis.
Right.
Okay?
Maisa Bereishis is...
Everything isn't the same.
Maisa Bereishis is understandable by Selat Chi HaKamim, right?
That's correct.
But this was different than that. This was Moshe Rabbeinu apparently would not understand this.
But apparently it's something which even Moshe Rabbeinu needs protection from, because it says Lahoya Bavar Kvodiv Samticha Benikras Atzur Lahagin Lav Misrafim and Pamala Shemaila. So apparently any human being, is not capable of being in that proximity of the Kvod Shemayim and Maisa Bereishis. That's what the Rambam is saying. So the Makkos really culminated in that Kvod Shemayim. That's the Melech. That's what the Ramban says. That Kemelech Sheoven Makom
Makom. Because a person can't stand that knowledge. There's going to be some.
The Kvod Shemayim demands that he can't be in that proximity.
Is there a sense of ideas that you can't incorporate that? Or is the Kvod Shemayim can't tolerate that?
That's what I mean. I mean, that's the idea. It means that. It means that the person. What?
Like Matt's saying, like, what's the difference if he's outside or inside? Like, if he's outside, he'll see things like that, you know, like is it that he'll encounter a certain set of ideas that he won't tolerate if he's outside as opposed to inside his house? They say that you can't.
There's a Kvod Shemayim that a person has to have, a certain idea of a Kvod Shemayim, that he can't be in the presence of the Kvod Shemayim of Maisa Bereishis. If he doesn't have that idea, so then he's devoid of the whole concept of what Kvod Shemayim is. Okay? Just a second. Give me a second.
You said said the same thing by the mind, Rambam.
So why is this the second? I still can't. I'm still trying to wrap it up. What do you say about the month? My subrecious?
Yeah, same idea. He says because it's Kvod Hashem. Boker Risav is Kvod Hashem. So the Ramban says, "Vanochem b'yena ki haya apelo b'mon gadol miyod ki aslav egizo so min ayam ruach nasa me ito kiderach olam aval amon no tzar lahem ata yitzirach adosha b'shemayim kinyan my subrecious."
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's why it's Kvod, Kvod Hashem.
Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem is my subrecious. That's very good. It's good raya. It's good raya. Yeah, where's the Ramban?
It's Ramban on the month. It's on Tez.
It's good raya. Tez Zayin Vav. Our man's bringing raya from the month. So it's good. My subracious.
Right.
That's the same Ramban. That's the same idea here. Same idea here. But I'm still bothered with why he goes to the last part. I can't stress that last part. Why he goes back to what? To... I don't know. I don't know. Okay. All right, we'll stop here, boss.
All right, good. Very good.
Okay.
Oh, very good stuff.
Okay,
Chris, have a good one.
Okay, so we just wanted to explain the Ramban. It seems to be going two different directions. The Ramban and the Chumash and Yud Beis and this one and Shavel's. It's Chaf Aleph in the middle of Akos Rashi Shem Vatam Osetsu. So we went through the Ramban. Last part we have a problem with, because he says, "Va'ani lama shehizher akasav esob mitzrayim sheli yetsim pesel besim b'lay lahu." And the fisher kash bracha over mitzrayim kemelach she over makom lemakom, respect l'turim lefanav shelo yifku bnei adam lo yistaklu bo. Kinyan avod Hashem lekei kol kedoshim mimach. V'chein voye bavar kvod zantich b'nikras atzur. Lahagein olav misrafim upamalya shel milo. So that seems to be because, so we explained, because Makas Bacharis was really Gilu Shechina and the framework of Borei Olam, of Yesh Me'ayin. So therefore, the danger was to go out and not have covered for the Kvod Hashem, so then you can be harmed. But then he goes on and seems to go back to Rashi's Pshat, where he says, V'chivim Shem Atzin B'Shoah Shenitin Rishus L'Mashris L'Chavel She'en Amavchim Me'in Tzadok L'Rasha. And now he's going back to Rashi's shot. But that was his question on Rashi. You can't say you can't go out Balayla. So we want to say, so we wanted to unify the Ramban. What he means is like this, that since the Kvot Shemayim is Maisa Bracious, so, and in Maisa Bracious, the Derech HaOlam is Kavua. And the Derech HaOlam is Kavua, that Lila is his man for danger. So on that night, there's a special Pegiyas HaKavod. If you don't fall in line completely with the Kavod Shemayim, Maisa Bracious. So that's why it says, Inodam Rashoi, Lashanas Derech HaOlam, Sheetzev Lila, it means on that night, Inodam Rashoi. Lashon Ramban's a little, in other words, Ramban's Lashon a little sometimes... difficult, but he means on that night especially, if you didn't heed to the way Maisa Bracious is set up, so then you're being pogay in the Kvod Shemayim of Maisa Bracious, and then you're in danger of the Srafim. It's one unified idea, but in general, to answer his kasha, in general, a person should be Nizhar, like the Medrash says, but it's important to be Nizhar. But you're not in danger. I mean, okay, so he's not a Zoyer, and there's no Issa on it. But on that night, because the Kvod Shemayim is Maisa Bracious, if he's not a Nizer in Maisa Bracious, so he's Pogay in the Kvod Shemayim, and he puts his life in danger from the Srafim. That's the unification in the Ramban. Okay, I think last time we had a hard time unifying both parts of the Ramban. Okay.